Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather across interior New York and New England, and with clear skies overnight, temperatures drop back into the 30s and lower 40s, and that's how we're opening up the new week on this Columbus Day. The cool start will be replaced by mostly sunny skies, and temperatures will rebound nicely through the 40s and 50s and well into the 60s across most locations by mid to late afternoon. The only exception will be some clouds and the potential of a passing shower down the St. Lawrence Valley, so northernmost New York and the northern Champlain Valley and northern Vermont will be included in these locations, where high temperatures will be in the upper 50s to around 60. Those clouds will be generated by a large storm in the mid-levels of the atmosphere over the Great Lakes, but this storm, instead of tracking straight to the east and in our area, will pivot and lift mostly into southern Canada. Still, the passage of that front will produce some more cloud cover overnight tonight as lows drop back into the 40s. As we get into the day on Tuesday, we'll go back to sunshine, and behind this system, temperatures will be slightly cooler, and readings will generally be in the 50s for daytime highs. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south and west, where a large storm will emerge out of the middle of the country and head in our direction. Clouds will be on the increase on Tuesday night, and Wednesday morning will be cloudy but mostly dry with rain heading in. Most of the region in the afternoon will see a steady rain on Wednesday, and high temperatures out ahead of this system will be in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More rain will be likely on Wednesday night, and still some showers behind the system on Thursday, although it will turn windy and noticeably cooler on Thursday afternoon with passing showers. Highs will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. It'll dry out later on in the week on Friday, though remain cool with partly sunny skies in the mid-50s before we rebound to more sunshine and highs near 60 on Saturday and in the mid-60s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system will lift through Ontario and Quebec, while a trailing cold front will move through the Ohio Valley and northeast today. At the same time, high pressure sliding in behind the front will keep cooler temperatures over the upper Mississippi Valley, Midwest, and Great Lakes. Another system will advance through the plains, bringing a renewed surge of colder air. Daytime highs, as a result, will be as much as 20 to 40 degrees below normal in some places today. Out west, elevated fire weather conditions across portions of Southern California should continue to improve as winds subside and some moisture gets lifted into the region from Mexico. Meanwhile, scattered to widespread thunderstorms will be common for much of the Deep South over the next couple of days. A stalled front will act as a focus for the convection, and with a continuous feed of Gulf moisture to fuel the storms, locally intense rainfall will increase the risk for flash flooding. The Gulf Coast states have a slight risk for excessive rainfall in effect through Wednesday morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 34 degrees with a southwest wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 40, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.97 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston partly sunny in the mid to upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with a few scattered showers and in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 62 degrees, the low 42, the average temperature 52, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.11 inches for the month, which is 54 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 33.32 inches for the year, which is 2.30 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40, the record high, 81, set in 1920, and the record low, 21, in 1958. Sunrise this morning is at 7:07 a.m., Sunset this evening, 6:15 p.m., 11 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with a passing shower possible closer to the Canadian border, more sunshine to the south, and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Becoming mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Becoming mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, seasonably mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and seasonably mild today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the upper 50s. Rain likely on Wednesday afternoon, upper 50s and lower 60s. Windy and cooler with scattered showers Thursday, lower 50s. Partly sunny, mid-50s on Friday. And mostly sunny over the weekend, near 60 Saturday and mid-60s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.